The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Kelly, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jono.
I'm presuming you have been inundated with technical gifts for Christmas.
Yeah, obviously. That's all people talk to me about. It's all people give me. It's just the tech gifts all the time. But you know what's interesting is the Tech Talk email isn't as flooded as I thought. So I think people, unlike you, Jonathan, are listening and they understand how to deal with their tech gifts and they understand how to troubleshoot their problems. But if you do want to get in touch and ask a question, you can email me techtalk@newstalk.com and I'll do my best to help you.
And many questions, well, some questions have come in and we're going to get to them in just a bit. But the Consumer Electronics Show, this is like Disneyland for people like yourself. What have they focused on this year? Because they're normally a good bellwether of the type of technology we'll see in stores here in a couple of years.
Yeah, exactly it. So this takes place every year in Las Vegas. This is the first year that it's back fully in person on the Vegas Strip. But a lot of it is still taking place online. Like a lot of the press releases and all the rest happen in our inbox. And, you know, we're going to see the big trends, as you said. So not necessarily what you're going to have in your house this year, but maybe next year or the year after. And while it doesn't officially get underway until tomorrow, we're already hearing bits and pieces coming out from some of the big tech players. So Samsung, for example, we know that Samsung do phones, they do tablets, they do home accessories, they do all kinds of everything. And they seem to be pushing out what they're calling a bespoke home. So this is all about customizing your home, not only to look better and to get stuff done, but to get things done in a smarter way. So they've unveiled the concept of their new kitchen, or the kitchen of the future. And it's going to have smarter fridges, smarter ovens, all using AI, so artificial intelligence, to ensure that your meal prep is better, that you're wasting less energy, you're throwing out less food, and when you're cooking, you're doing it as smart as possible. And I really like the idea of this because, as I've said many times over the years, I can't even butter bread. Like over Christmas, I was trying to, you know, just heat up sausage rolls and I made an absolute hames of it. So this new smart oven from Samsung sounds right up my street. It has technology that can detect if your food is going to burn. So it's the AI Pro cooking system. So say, for example, you are making your food and the oven, between the fridge and the oven, it'll be able to identify the ingredients that you're using. It'll identify the meal that you've prepared. So say, for example, you're making lasagna and then you're putting it into the oven. It'll identify what you're trying to cook and it'll make suggestions in terms of the temperature you should cook at, the duration, if it needs to be cooled down,
How devastating for you when you say, it says, I see you're making a lasagna and it's actually, you're trying to put a pizza in.
I wouldn't put it past it, to be fair, yeah. I am that bad. But it seems like a really good idea because we all know we're super busy. We don't have as much time to focus on these types of things. So the AI that's there is going to try and make it easier. Yeah. We're also seeing it in the fridge as well. I don't know if you have one of the Notions fridges.
Well, I've been known to hang around certain electronic retailers, as is well documented. And I'm particularly obsessed with the fridge with the screen. And they're kind of expensive now, and I presume they'll come down. But they seem to do all sorts of cool things.
Yeah, like they are the Notion fridges, and Samsung does seem to lead the way in this regard. For the last number of years, they've been putting screens on their fridges, which some people just eye roll at, and I understand. But what we've seen from their pre-CES announcement this week is that they're sticking with it. So you're going to have a humongous 32-inch screen on the front of your fridge if you go down this route. And not only will you be able to, you know, use that touch screen to, you know, play music or communicate with different members of your family, you'll be able to use it to display photographs. You'll have a digital frame built into your fridge, but you'll also be able to do things like you could go to YouTube on your fridge and watch a recipe for lasagna again, because that's literally the only food I can think of at this time of day. I've only had one coffee today and it was a crap coffee. So it'll talk you through how to do that. But it'll also monitor the progress of the food in the fridge. So if you have fruit on a particular shelf, it'll be able to identify the fruit and ensure that the fridge isn't too hot or too cold. It'll be able to keep your food fresher for longer. And we're getting to that stage of, you know, the fridge being able to say, well, you've got, you know, eggs, ham and cheese, so you can make an omelette. Thought of another food. Well done, me.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks so much. So it'll be able to encourage you to be more sustainable. Like, it's sustainability is going to be a key focus for a lot of these companies, not only in terms of the energy that they use, but also helping you as an individual to be more sustainable. So I think, you know, CES is always a lot of press is given to, or a lot of attention is given to, the weird and wonderful stuff, the kind of funky things that are coming down the tracks. But I think in terms of trends, the smart home, the customizable home, and the more sustainable home is going to be one of the big trends for sure.
Okay. We'll watch that with interest. A couple of questions that have come in. Katrina has said, Santi was kind enough to bring a PlayStation 5 for Christmas, but we have a problem with the controllers. They won't stay locked with the machine. Even bought another new controller and the same problem. I've tried rebooting everything. Any ideas?
Yeah, that's a job to go back to, get on to Santa if you can, and he might be able to hook you up with one of the stores. He usually has these little outlets around the country that can help out. So I would get on and just describe the issue and see, because if you've tried the reboot, you've tried the repair, you've done everything that you can on your side, so it could be a fault. But if you want to email techtalk@newstalk.com, I'll do my best to help you out.
I say, so we return it to the North Pole is probably the best advice there. Bought AirPods in a store. They don't fit. Store won't take them back. Can I return them? That's from Teresa. Now, I think I had this problem with that. There's a particular type of AirPods which had the little kind of spongy bit on them, and they didn't fit my ear. They were inherited by someone else in my family because I couldn't use them and had to get other ones that didn't have the spongy bit. So I wonder, is Teresa, after getting caught in the same position?
Yeah, it is a funny one, because it's not that the product is faulty, it's just that it's not compatible with the size of your ear canals. So if the store, like, sometimes they will do, you know, the gesture of goodwill and either give you a credit note or swap them for another product. So if that's not likely, I actually don't think you have much of a comeback in that instance.
Is it like, kind of, you know, you can't bring back underpants that you've worn if they've been in your ear? They're kind of, I won't say contaminated.
Why would you put pants in your ear though, Jonathan?
It's been a tough Christmas.
It has been a tough Christmas. The two of us, we've got 8 minutes left. Let's get through these 8 minutes, Jonathan. Come on.
I'm in my early 60s, says somebody. I use an iPad, which is 4 or 5 years old now. I also have an iPhone. The problem is the iPad does not seem to be compatible with some apps, including banking apps. Any suggestion for a reasonably priced laptop which will do basic functions? That's a curse of Apple, that they stop support for certain apps, and as a result then your older iPad becomes redundant.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pain in the face. There are so many good deals. I spent a good bit of time last week up at different tech retailers, and they have so many good deals. I would highly recommend looking at a Chromebook. HP or Asus are great brands. They're very, very affordable, and it's ideal for doing those, you know, the basic functions. But, you know, you're not going to be editing photographs or videos, but it's perfectly fine for online banking, bit of streaming, bit of shopping, bit of email. So look at a HP or Asus Chromebook.
This is from Sean. I have a Samsung 7, but I got myself an iPhone 11 for Christmas, but I have no idea how to transfer from one phone to the other. They're different species. Can they talk?
They can talk, and you know, one of the best things to happen in recent years is that they've made it easier for them to talk to each other. So what will happen is, when you turn on the new phone, so when you turn on the iPhone, it'll ask if you want to migrate your stuff across. Obviously, this is easier if it's iPhone to iPhone, but there are steps on screen to drag everything across from an Android phone. So what you need to do, and what I do when I'm moving from phone to phone, is ensure that everything is backed up to your Google Cloud. So go to Settings and then search for backup. So scroll to the top, search for backup, and back up your entire phone. Then on the new phone, follow the steps on the screen. It'll prompt you to drag stuff over from an old phone. Then it'll ask you for your Google account, so your login for your Google account and your password, and then you just have to wait. It's going to take a while because it's going to drag everything across, but everything will come across. The only thing that was really troublesome to back up and port across was WhatsApp, but Mark Zuckerberg said a few weeks ago that they've made it easier now, so all of your stuff should migrate across successfully.
Well, speaking of WhatsApp, what's happening with WhatsApp and certain makes of phones, says a texter. Mine's working fine. I don't know about yours.
Yeah, mine's working fine too. I don't know, you may have had some form of issue. There could be a network issue, but I've been sort of sniffing around all the different apps and all the rest in the networks today, and there doesn't seem to be anything massively, any outage. So maybe if you're experiencing anything, text us and let us know, and I can look into it.
And one more quick one. I've an old Creative MP3 player which has a lot of treasured music and memories on it. The screen is now so dim I can't use it. Is there anywhere it could be fixed? I'm not sure there would be enough tech support out there for an older Creative device like that, would there?
No, I don't think so. What you could do is plug it into your computer, drag all the music off it and then put it onto a newer MP3 player. You can also get onto the guys at Love Tech and Harvey Norman or the likes of Colin Baker in Back from the Future. They are tech specialists, so they'd be able to try. And I don't know if they'd be able to fix the screen, but they'd be able to advise. But my advice would be to hook it up to a computer, drag the music across and put it onto a new device.
Go off and have another cup of coffee, will you? Just to be sure.
Thank you.
Jess Kelly of Tech Talk here on News Talk. Thank you very much for that. That is it from the programme for today. A reminder, all of our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.